You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome to the One Step Wealthier podcast, where I help you to get a little bit better every day and to achieve your financial goals. Follow along with me, and every week we will talk about all things personal development and personal finance. Together, we can get one step wealthier. In this week's episode, I wanted to talk about the importance of getting out of your comfort zone. Imagine you are in your cozy little comfort zone where everything feels safe and familiar. It is nice and comfortable, but there is not much growth there. If you get out of your comfort zone, you will discover that there is a whole world out there waiting to be explored. When we push ourselves outside of our comfort zones, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and new experiences. For me, getting out of my comfort zone has been a game changer. Back in 2018, I felt really stuck. I was almost 30 and I needed a change. So I decided to move to Australia without much of a plan, and the rest is pretty much history. I probably wouldn't recommend the without a plan part to everyone. It depends on your risk tolerance and cash reserves, but I must say that it was an interesting experience. Since then, I sailed through the Pacific, I cycled half of the continent, I lived in Nepal, I started investing, and I recently moved to London. I feel like each experience pushed me to grow in ways I never imagined. That does not mean that these experiences were easy for me. I'm the kind of person who is a bit unsure and scared when I start something new. And that includes this podcast. Like most people, I have a bit of imposter syndrome. But you have to think that it is normal to feel uncomfortable when you step outside of your comfort zone. The unknown can be daunting, but that discomfort is where the magic happens. It is where we learn, grow, and ultimately become better versions of ourselves. So how can you start embracing discomfort and stepping outside of your comfort zone? So here are 7 tips to get you started. First tip is to start small. Begin by taking small steps outside of your comfort zone, such as trying a new hobby, taking a class, or even asking a public question. I am a terrible dancer, and I force myself to go to a few Zumba classes to get over that discomfort. Tip number 2 is to set goals. Identify specific goals you want to achieve by stepping out of your comfort zone, whether it's learning a new skill or overcoming a fear. Maybe you would like to learn more about finances, or you would like to overcome your fear of investing. Tip number 3 is to challenge negative thoughts. Recognize and challenge any negative thoughts or beliefs that may be holding you back from trying new things. Imposter syndrome is very common. Think that almost everyone is afraid of the unknown. You're not the only one with that feeling. They say that misery loves company. And sometimes it helps to think that you're not the only one. Tip number four is to surround yourself with people who inspire and challenge you. You are the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. So choose them wisely. If five of your friends enjoy Netflix, pizza, and beer every weekend, you don't necessarily have to stop hanging out with them. But think about prioritizing friends or colleagues who push you to think differently and to expand your horizons. Their support and encouragement can make stepping outside of your comfort zone feel less intimidating and more exciting. Tip number five is to practice self-care. Taking care of yourself physically and mentally can help you build your confidence and resilience to try new things. If you are exercising and living a healthy life, you will build confidence that will allow you to achieve great things. Tip number six is to embrace failure. Understand that failure is a natural part of stepping out of your comfort zone and use it as an opportunity to learn and grow. I love the following quote from Nelson Mandela. He said the following, "I never lose. I either win or learn." Tip number seven is to celebrate your successes. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small. That is to boost your confidence and motivation to continue stepping out of your comfort zone. So, to summarize, getting out of your comfort zone is essential for personal growth and transformation. By pushing yourself to try new things, you open yourself up to new experiences, opportunities, and perspectives. It may be uncomfortable at first, but the rewards are truly worth it. Remember to start small, set goals, challenge negative thoughts, surround yourself with inspiring people, practice self-care, embrace failure, and celebrate your successes along the way. So go ahead, step outside of your comfort zone, and see the amazing things that await you. I hope that these reflections have given you some new ideas. Remember, the journey to personal growth and financial success starts with one step outside of your comfort zone. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram or my email found in the description. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, and share this podcast with your friends and family. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the One Step Wealthier podcast. I will speak to you soon. You have just invested in your personal development by listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here and helping yourself to become one step wealthier. Don't forget to subscribe to access new content every week and to better yourself. Stay wealthy, and I hope that you have a wonderful day.